From VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. An international team of researchers has developed a drug that could help in the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD is a mental condition that can develop when someone sees a disturbing event or series of events. People who suffer from it experience increased anxiety, depression, and may have problems with their memory. Scientists say the drug could be given to someone immediately following a trauma to prevent the development of PTSD. Raul Andere Gali is a researcher at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, who studies the biology of PTSD. He says it is the only mental disorder that has a known trigger or cause, such as a car accident or being in armed conflict. And this means researchers have a better chance of finding a treatment for it.
So we can identify more clearly which is the stimulus or the stressor that triggered the disease, whereas with other psychiatric diseases, this is very more difficult. With, for example, depression or schizophrenia, it is still more uncertain what is triggering the disease.
Dr. Gali and other researchers at Emory, the University of Miami in Florida, Scripps Research Institute in Florida, and the Max Planck Institute of Psychiatry in Munich, Germany, worked to find a gene associated with the development of PTSD. They found that in some people experiencing a high degree of stress, a gene called OPRL1 releases a protein receptor for a molecule called nociceptin in the brain. Dr. Gali says when that happens, people experience symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. The researchers experimented on mice to develop a drug that blocks the receptor, reducing symptoms of anxiety and fear. Dr. Gali says investigators tested the drug called SR8993 in mice trained to fear an electric shock whenever they heard a specific sound. The mice became very stressed when they heard the sound. Dr. Gali says immediately after the sound and shocks, some of the mice were given SR8993. Others were given a drug with no active ingredients, called a placebo.
The day after, animals were tested to see how afraid they were for the tone. And the animals that got the compound SR8993 presented less fear to the tone. So their consolidation of fear memories is decreased.
Dr. Gali says much work needs to be done to determine if SR8993 is effective in humans. If it is, he believes it could be given to, for example, soldiers returning home from a war zone to keep them from developing PTSD. An article on this possible treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder is published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. And that's the Health Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。